What's up, Browns fans? This is Ray in L.A., and you're listening to the Dogs Podcast. Gust, in case you were unaware, two of Baker's interceptions, he couldn't delp it. We have a hill to climb, but there's a good chance the Schwartz will be with us. Let's not get too greedy. We have to stop clowny around. Grin and Garrett and ward off our demons, or we're done. Let's kick this thing off, Bruce!
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail. I just almost passed out because that's the first time I've heard that one. It made me laugh a lot.
He's one of my favorites.
But
the first time I heard like the Backstreet Boys sing, I was like, man, this guy's kind of, this is different. He's never let me down.
I get all the intros that people send in, so I get them ready for the show, but you guys don't get to hear them before.
Right there.
Whenever the intro of the show happens, that's the first time you guys get to hear it.
Correct. Yes.
And I mean, Ray, you had Blake about fall off his chair there laughing.
That was solid. So solid. The Dogs. Ray, you're awesome, bro. Ray in LA, right?
Yeah.
He's in Cali?
Yeah.
Good for you, man. You're awesome, dude.
That was very awesome. Thank you. Cheered us up for this episode in the depressing season. So thank you very much. If you guys want to be like Ray, leave us your voicemails. We love when you guys get creative with them too. So make sure you guys do that. We got one more game this season. Unfortunately, just one more game. Bengals at home to close out the season. No Baker. Before we get into it, though, make sure you check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Ray's got me all messed up. Tap that notification bell.
That was a good impression there.
Yeah, he's got me all messed up. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen to the podcast. If you're looking for more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. You get an extra episode every week. You get the episodes early. You got more direct access to us. The Fantasy League just ended. I'm going to try to think of like another cool thing we can do for everybody, kind of keep us going through the off season. We're going to be dropping stuff in there all off season. There's game day threads. Anytime I see something cool on like Twitter, the internet, I'll make a post in there and get people's talking about it. We just had somebody join from Ireland. So literally you're in a group with Browns fans all across the world. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. So jump in there. If that's something you're interested in, jointhedogs.com, official Dog Pack member. Okay, I'm ready to do the episode.
Okay.
So Browns got one more game, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, so we're playing for pride in this one. Bengals wrapped up the AFC North. Joe Burrow walked off at the end of that game a little bit banged up. I'm not sure if they've come out and said anything, what's wrong. I heard at the end of the game he said he was good enough.
But, yeah, I just saw a tweet. I forget who it was from. They said, not concerned. He's hurt, not injured. So.
Yeah. So I would almost be kind of surprised if he plays. Like Justin said, I don't know if they're playing for anything as far as – I know they got like at least the four seed
as far
up.
As seeding?
Yeah, I got it pulled up, and it looks like if they win – I don't think it'll really – like my thing is if you make it to playoffs – it doesn't, there's not a huge difference, I think, between like the six and the seven. No. Like, you're going to have to play a winner.
The only thing is, I mean, I guess I don't know for sure, but it looks like based on the standings, if the Bengals win and the Chiefs lose, since the Bengals would have that tiebreaker, they would both be 11-6. So I think they would flip spots and the Bengals would have the two seed. Think about that for a second.
So
I guess the only thing that really matters is you just, if you're not number one seed, who
cares? Doesn't matter. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
So I would be kind of be surprised if the Bengals come out with all their starters, or if they do start everybody, I'd be surprised if they play the full game.
Yeah.
Like if they come out and they give Burrow a quarter and Chase and Mixon and them guys a quarter, and then they start sitting people, I wouldn't be totally shocked. We already know for the Browns, Baker's not playing. I don't know who's all going to play for us. I know Miles a little banged up at the groin, so who knows if he'll play. Chubb had the rib injury, so who knows if he's gonna play.
I don't think Johnson's gonna be available. He went on the COVID list today.
D'Ernest?
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see that.
Then again, I don't know if he'll be back by Sunday. I don't know all the new protocol rules.
That's the thing, too, now is you only have to be 5 days.
Yeah, so everybody tests Monday. They said Monday's like the big day because then it gives them time to...
Yeah. Even if you don't have to test again. If you're positive on Monday, it doesn't matter. You're going to be 5 days.
Yep. Okay, then he should be okay.
Yeah. So we'll see about... we'll see about that. Basically, there's not a ton of talk about as far as preview for this, just because we don't know who's all going to play. I guess the biggest thing to talk about here is, what do you want to see out of the Browns? Because they laid an egg against Pittsburgh last night, and it's like they didn't show any pride. So
no.
I want to see them come out and play with some pride in this last game. It might not mean anything, but 8-9
We're 7-9 right now.
We're 7-9. So 8-9 sounds better than 7-10.
What sucks, this is what I was thinking when the Steelers game started, was it'd be really nice if the team could come out and get these last two wins for Kevin so that he has back-to-back winning seasons. You know what I mean? And now that they're 7-9, no matter what, this year we will be under 500.
Correct.
So it's another losing season for the Cleveland Browns. And that's a bummer.
Yeah. It would have been the first time to have back-to-back winning seasons in a long time. Yep. I forget the exact date.
Before we were born, probably.
I guess some people in the Patreon, so if Baker's not going to play, who do you want to see Case play, or you want to see Mullins? I think it's going to be Case. They're going to go with Case, but why not do – and you know what Case Keenum is. Why not give Nick Mullins a game?
They've both
– I don't know. My thing with, like, Case Keenum this year is I'm like – you don't even think he's good enough to go and replace a guy that can't even throw the ball right now. Like, my thing is, and I know he's not making a lot of money, but man, if we don't even value that position that much, like, because we all thought that, hey, if Baker goes down, this guy can come in and he could carry us, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you don't even trust him to, I mean, I'm not saying it's a trust issue. I don't know. I don't know what that topic is, you know, behind closed doors, but I'm kind of like, I don't know. Mike Mullins, I wasn't super impressed with either. Like, he looked like a third string quarterback.
I think we'll see Case Keenum. I think there's that relationship with him and Stefanski. I mean, I think that anytime a quarterback in the NFL gets a chance to start, especially, you know, it's like, all right, let's let this guy play. I mean, he's been our backup all year. He's done everything we've asked him to do. Let's give him this game. Let's let him play. I think that's how it's going to go.
So I think one thing too, we should come to grips with is, this game will be probably the last game for some Browns players. I can't imagine Higgins is back again.
Yeah, I think probably Higgins is gone.
And Jarvis might be gone, which is extremely depressing.
I think it's at least something that's probably going to get discussed.
I think there's still the possibility of a contract restructuring.
Yeah. I would love
situation
that.
Where they bring him back on a, you know, they restructure something to get him back.
My problem is, if I'm Jarvis, I'm looking at him and I'm saying, I'm not restructuring anything because my numbers didn't suck because I suck. My numbers suck because nobody can throw me the ball.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to lose Jarvis just because we don't have anybody who can get him the ball.
Restructuring would be a player agreeing because he wants to be back.
Yeah, because
not saying, oh well, yeah, I know my stats suck, so I'll take a discount. That's not, I'm talking like the team comes in and says, hey, would you restructure, stay here? And you say, yeah, I love playing here. That's what you see on some other teams.
If you can, like, we want to restructure so we can free up money to get something.
Correct.
Yeah.
To help you. Because it might sound crazy, but I think losing Jarvis would hurt.
Yeah.
Not necessarily even for stats, which I think he can still be super productive with a quarterback. But he's kind of like the heart and soul of the locker room.
Yeah. I think him and Chubb are literally like those core kind of members.
Yeah,
like he's in that group. You know what I mean?
And Chubb isn't like a rah-rah guy.
No.
Jarvis
is that guy.
Jarvis is that guy.
Mm-hmm. Hype man guy.
Yes. And he holds people accountable. I mean, people like to give Baker credit for turning around the Browns. Jarvis is a culture changer, in my opinion. Since Hard Knocks, that speech.
That's fair. Yep.
That's what started to turn this culture around.
So I could be really wrong here and kind of just seeing it differently, but I haven't been like super, super like down on Jarvis either. Like, I still think he looks good. Don't get me wrong. There's been moments where I've been like, God, it'd been nice to catch that, or hey, don't fumble that, or that was a bad call. But I still see explosiveness. I still see a guy that could be a threat on offense. Somebody that I don't know if you're throwing a double team at Jarvis, but he's somebody you got to pay attention to.
There's a lot of teams out there who would love to have Jarvis Landry.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. I mean, he's a premier slot receiver.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I would love to be able to play Jarvis in the role that he's supposed to be playing in. But we just don't have the talent outside to have that luxury.
Yeah. Whether we like it or not, I mean, he's our best receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm watching this game to take some of that in, because if it is his last game, I mean, to me, like, I would love to see Jarvis retire a Brown. I know he started with Miami, but to me, he's a Cleveland Brown, and I want him to retire a Brown. I really like Clowney this year. This could be his last game, depending on what he wants in free agency. So there's just – hopefully these guys come out and give the fans, like, one last hoorah, I guess you could say, for something to cheer about.
Mm-hmm. They were talking during the Steelers game about Clowney saying that he liked being in Cleveland and wouldn't mind being back. And
to me, we gave him a shot, and we kind of revitalized his career. Yeah. So it's maybe a small part of him is like, I kind of owe these guys a little bit. Like, they took a shot on me, and they've put me in a position to succeed, and I'm playing well now. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's no saying where he goes somewhere else and he does as well as he did here, and then he's back on the 1 year deal train again.
Well, and he knows, like, he's had this whole year with his defense, and if he's gelled with these players well and he knows who's going to be back next year, he's like, I like playing with these guys. I like the coaching staff.
There's talent.
Yeah. Like
legitimate talent.
That would be definitely enticing to a guy like Clowney to stick around.
If you look at their defensive roster, there's not a lot of teams that are built that good. I mean, we say, hey, they're a top five defense this year. Well, we looked at him and went, absolutely. Like, I was like, man, we have a real good shot to be a serious defensive threat. And we said, just all we needed was a top 15 defense, and we're probably doing really, really well. I don't know.
And like we said on last episode with the young guys that are in there right now, I mean, I look for the defense to be very good again next year.
Even guys that you don't mention, like Elliott, you see him making plays.
Togi.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I think that he's going to take a step forward next
absolutely.
Year.
I hope we get out of this game injury-free.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood. I don't want to speak it into existence, but like JOK has been super awesome this year, so let's not see like anything bad happen to him that's going to affect him for all next season. Same with, like, I think Greedy could be like a bounce-back player of the year for the Browns. He might win a Mad Dog Award.
Yep.
You know,
you might, or you put a little plug in there for the fans.
I know you said you want to see everybody out there and like see them like full go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like right there with you, but also like, let's say Nick Chubb or somebody blows their ACL out or something, you know, like, wouldn't that be just completely Cleveland's luck for that, something like that to happen? And we're playing in a meaningless game. We're playing for draft position, basically.
Do you want to see Chubb playing this game?
So even we were in the text group and people were like, I don't want Hunt, shut him down. Hunt.
Oh, like, I don't think he's playing.
Yeah. No. Like, my thing, it was close for Monday night, shut him down. There's no point in even throwing him out there. Like with Miles, if he's even a little bit banged up, shut him down. Like, any of our guys that moving forward, if we're losing a year of them now, it's not worth it to lose a year of them down the road because we want to come out and bully up on a second string Cincinnati team.
So maybe, I guess, if you want to go the other way, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, let's put Demetric Felton at running back and give him 15 carries.
Yeah.
Him and John, because I really thought Felton was going to kind of be a factor this year, and he hasn't been at all.
Well, non-factor.
Schwartz should probably be one of the
absolutely
top depth chart receivers this week.
Yep.
DPJ. Let him be the one.
Yep.
And Schwartz be the two out there. And I mean, Jarvis, like you said, because it could be his last. And Jarvis plays.
He's not sitting up. He's going to give you everything.
Yeah. Chubb, I don't see a reason, because especially with a running back, you tear an ACL and he's 27 now? He just turned 27?
Yep. And that would be his second ACL tear.
So let's not do that.
Yeah. And what was that? Was it last year where he had the knee problems in the Dallas game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just MCL. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess let us know what you guys, do you want to see us go gung ho, try to get one last win at home?
Is it worth it
for us? Or do you want to kind of use this as like a game to see what we got in some young guys to help us make some decisions for the offseason? I'm kind of on the fence. I want to see us win one last home game because I just hate watching us lose. But at the same time, like, I'm interested in what a guy like Felton and Schwartz and stuff can do with extended playing time and getting touches and that kind
of
stuff.
Yep. For me, I am definitely on the side of let's get some of these other guys out there and see what we've got, because if we go out there and we go gung-ho and we do actually end up winning against this, what could end up being the backups for Cincinnati,
I think
it's lose somebody like a Chubb, then that win is horrible. Didn't mean anything, and I hate it.
I don't
I'd rather just, you know what? It doesn't mean anything anyhow. I'd love to, for me, it would give meaning to see what we got in some guys.
Yeah.
The only thing for me is all it is just, hey, Cincinnati, we still own you. That would be the only thing I could say. Hey, you guys are going to the playoffs, AFC North champs. We still beat you.
Swept everybody in the division, and we swept you.
Yeah. But so like, that's my thing on it. I'm like, I was going to ask you guys, I have tickets to the game. Would you even go to the game?
No. So I've been seeing a lot of people on Facebook selling theirs. And the one guy is like, I'm going to sell them really cheap. I'll make you a great deal. And it crossed my mind for a second. And I was like, why?
That's my I'm going to probably, I'll probably go, but it's going to be super cold. It's going to be rough.
You, and who knows?
I don't even know who I'm going to see play. That's like for, and don't get me wrong, like, I used to go watch Kaiser, so it's fine. Whatever product gets rolled out there, I'm going to be appreciative.
At least Kaiser was the starter. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to go watch a bunch of backups play.
I was talking to my wife about it, and I do want to go up because there's just one guy that sits like two rows down from me and he fights with everybody. And I just kind of want to get my picture with him because I don't know if I'm going to be sitting there next year. He's nuts. Well, we'll tell some stories about him one day.
But yeah. Well, I guess if the Bengals do play their starters, you gotta stop Ja'Marr Chase, which we did a pretty good job in the first game. But if you guys remember from that first Bengals game, they kind of dropped some passes that
they're not dropping right now.
Yeah, that they typically catch. So they've kind of caught fire at the right time. I wasn't high on the Bengals really all year, and then I still wasn't even really that high on them after they trounced a bad Ravens team. But beating the Colts and coming back from two scores down, or not the Colts, the Chiefs, and the Chiefs have been playing way better. And I mean, Ja'Marr Chase had 262.
Yeah, he did. And Burrow he was almost 450. Burrow's the week before he was
547.
So almost 550.
Burrow has
1,000 yards in the last 2 weeks.
He's thrown for a third of what Baker has on the season in the last two games.
It's tough.
That's,
let's not talk about that. Please.
That's why I'm
probably saying. We already did that episode. Come on.
Yeah. That's just for comparison.
Yeah,
so,
I feel you, dog.
They've kind of caught fire at the right time to the point where, I mean, nobody wants to see them right now.
Well, I mean, we could just, if you want to compare, what about Ja'Marr Chase last week? He probably had, what, over half of our leading receivers' yards for the year?
Oh, 262? Are you talking about against us? Or
no, I'm saying
Chiefs?
Like the Browns. Yeah, the Browns' leading receiver
is probably what
can't have more
Peoples
than
Jones with 500 something.
Yeah, something. And Chase had almost 300 in one game.
Let's go here. Let me tell you this here real quick.
Okay,
let's look. I got it pulled up. I got the trusty internet pulled up.
Cool.
So he had 262 in one game, and the Browns' leading are now. Are you counting the leading pass catcher or leading receiver?
Let's do both.
Leading receiver now is Donovan Peoples Jones. With 559 yards.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. What about pass catcher?
It's him.
Oh, it's still him? Okay,
Joku's cool. Now 30.
I was hoping
Joku's at 464. He's been sitting like in that range for the last month.
Okay, so you double. Yeah, so Ja'Marr had half of our leading receivers' yards.
In one game.
All season. Sweet.
And by the way, I don't know if you guys were watching. So I had the Bengals game pulled up on my TV. Then I had the Rams game pulled up on my tablet, and I was watching them both. And I don't know if you guys saw who caught the game-winning touchdown pass for the Rams.
Uh-oh. I did. Yeah. Also, next topic also.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys saw that. Or
I did.
I think he had a decent catch on like a crucial fourth down too.
Yep.
Back to back.
Every time I kept seeing the highlights, it was number three.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Like, we get it.
Yep. Yeah.
We get it.
Rubbing that in.
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out over here.
Yeah. That's basically, I don't think there's too much to really cover for this game because we don't know who's going to play. To me, it's more about what we're going to do and less about them because the game's essentially meaningless. It's kind of like get out healthy, get to the offseason, and start making some moves. I mean, the thing that sucks about this season is the season sucked. The thing that's great about this season is we had a fun off season to talk about now.
Yeah, we're back to looking at the draft, baby.
Is it that fun?
Yeah. We got to, I mean, like last offseason, it was kind of like, oh,
we should be awesome.
We should be good. We're just, you know, every week we're going to come in and talk about how good we. Now, there's questions. We got answers. No.
We're going to answers. I have no answers over here.
Yeah, but
no.
We're going to be in hot pursuit of those answers. Yeah. Okay. That's what the Dogs Podcast is going
to
do.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm excited to get you know, some of our off-season guests back in here. Bo Sarge and Barry.
Chad.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm excited to do the Mad Dog Awards again. Yeah. Second annual. And
probably going to wear the same suit jacket. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to buy another suit jacket for the Mad Dog Awards.
I only have one.
Okay, cool. I just didn't want to. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm wearing the same one.
I do have a suit, so maybe I'll wear a suit.
Tuxedo.
Yeah.
You'd be like stepbrothers.
Yeah.
Just for all the new listeners, Mad Dogs, that is you guys. You guys vote on who wins the awards in each category, so.
Yeah, then we did the award show. It was really fun last
year.
Yeah. Yep. I have to go back and watch those episodes.
It was crazy. I just watched it.
Format.
Best looking host, Justin Charles. I was like, I can't believe I still won that. That wasn't a real award.
Yeah.
I made that up off the top of my head.
No, there's some cool categories like offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year. I really like comeback player of the year. Mm-hmm. I think Dearness Johnson, or no, Mad Dog Award was like unsung hero.
Unsung hero, yeah.
So that was Dearness Johnson last year. So I think that's what, so there's some pretty cool awards coming up. So I'm excited to get into the offseason, get this one last game out of the way. Do you want to tell us about DraftKings before we get out of here? Because we didn't really plug it in anywhere that we were supposed to.
I suppose I could.
We're kind of free-flowing the format today.
Yeah.
All I got to say, guys, go out and just download some DraftKings stuff. I mean, I'll do a little bit of the read, but I mean, like Justin said last time, just talking about it. I mean, there was like 3-4 years ago, I was doing a daily contest in NBA, and I played a quarter game. 25-cent game. Just put a lineup together, said, oh, we'll see what happens. I won $250.
I like
on
that.
On a quarter game. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but I mean, it doesn't happen if you don't play.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And it's awesome. So you can get in there. And that's the DraftKings Daily Fantasy contest, but they have the DraftKings Sportsbook. They say that, you know, you can be a winner when just a single or a team scores a single point. New customers bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. And then the daily fantasy, app is giving free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. So go download the apps and just give them a try. I mean, it's worth dropping in $25 deposit and just playing around with some of the contests. It's fun. It really is. So go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code TPPN for the Pigskin Podcast Network, which we are a part of. And if you bet just $1 on any team to score, you can win $100 in free bets. If the team scores, you score using promo code TPPN. With this in this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL, you must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Or don't.
No. you guys. Oh my gosh. Or don't.
Yeah. Or just keep doing what you like to do.
Yeah. Don't let us tell.
Don't let me tell you how to live your life.
You do you.
Yep. Absolutely. There it is.
Oh man.
That was a bad message. We should have said. That was not a good message for the public.
No. Well, it says gambling problem. If you don't think it's a problem,
Who might decide what's a problem?
Apply to you.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to be homeless, go for it.
If you're really good at it, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
That's true. So I guess we'll go ahead and get this out, wrap this episode up. Short one here. Hopefully we kept you guys' attention the whole time. Before I get out, remember to check out Symbol, dogs.symbol.app. Play the stock market for sports. Check out their new URL. It sets it up way easier for you to use it. Use promo code DAWGS, DAWGS. Get $10 free. Your deposit's 100% refundable, up to $500 for the first 90 days. Jump in, buy stock, play the stock market, win some money. If it doesn't go well, you're not having fun, you don't like it, just reach out to Symbol. They'll send you all your money back. It's 100% risk-free as long as you use promo code DAWGS, DAWGS. Jump in, play the stock market for sports. We will see you guys all next week, hopefully talking about a win or at least some bright spots from some of our young guys. Knock on wood, no injuries as we head into what's going to be a very interesting offseason. We want to thank you guys for being with us through the ups and downs of this season. To all you faithful people who have stuck with us all year, we really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys on the After Hours episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join the dogs.com.